This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man charged with armed robbery has been found competent to stand trial. According to court records, 26-year-old Maxwell Lubeck was arrested in October of 2023 near Superior after allegedly holding up the Wisconsin Credit Union on West Claremont Avenue. He was accused of showing employees a handgun before demanding money and fleeing on a motorized bike. Nobody was injured during the incident. He was charged with one count of armed robbery and is scheduled to appear in court again on January 9th. The Menominee City Council voted to increase the downtown Menominee subsidy in the budget on Monday. During the review of the tax increment financing operating budgets, the council considered subsidy increases for both the Maple Tainter and downtown Menominee to $60,000 and $25,000, respectively. That motion failed, with some arguing the Tainter recently requested a liquor license to cut down on their need for a subsidy. An individual motion to increase the downtown Menominee subsidy passed with only one no vote. Visit Eau Claire is once again asking residents to choose their favorite artwork from the 2024 Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. According to a press release, the organization has opened voting for the yearly People's Choice Award, with the award-winning sculpture being added to the city's collection permanently. Voting will be open through the end of the year, and the winning sculpture will be announced in the spring. Visit Eau Claire is also asking residents to vote for them to receive the Community Cares Grant from Ashley for the Arts by Friday. Public employees in the state of Wisconsin will once again have the right to collectively bargain after a Dane County judge struck down several sections of the Act 10 law. The law was passed in 2011 and signed by former Governor Scott Walker, allowing unions like police and firefighters to maintain their bargaining rights while removing that right from groups like teachers. The decision from Judge Jacob Frost found that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to preliminary data, there was just one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The hunter education program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. The Western Wisconsin Health Foundation has received a $390,000 grant to improve access to labor and delivery services over the next 3 years. According to a press release, officials are expecting significant population growth of around 40% over the next 15 years, but access to health care and particularly labor and delivery services has decreased in rural areas. Foundation officials say they expect to use the grant funding to expand their workforce, provide more specialized training, and offer more support for new families. The Chippewa Falls Police Department has provided an update on a significant crash at the intersection of Seymour Cray Boulevard and Park Avenue on November 21st. According to Chippewa Falls Police Chief Ryan Douglas, the driver of the van that was involved in the crash with a semi-truck has died, and one of the passengers is still in critical condition in the hospital. A child who was in the van at the time of the crash was treated at the hospital, but was later released. The driver of the semi-truck was not reported injured in the crash. The family of former Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker and State Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has announced his passing at the age of 81. According to the statement, Prosser died Sunday after a months-long battle with cancer. He served in the State Assembly for 18 years before serving 18 years on the State Supreme Court, retiring about halfway through his second term. During his tenure with the court, he was involved in a number of consequential decisions, including the upholding of the anti-union law known as Act 10. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that while the state's agricultural industry has grown over the past few years, it has become a smaller part of the overall economy. According to the study, the agricultural industry grew by about 11% from 2017 to 2022, but farming and food processing made up about 2% less of the state's total economic output over the same period. Experts say the decreased reliance on the still-growing agricultural industry is a sign of Wisconsin's stronger economic diversity. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy flurries will stay in the 20s through the morning, but temperatures will drop sharply by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.